Parshas Voeschanon, Tovshin Peidalid. Voeschanon El Hashem Boeishahi Lamar. The Hafla, in the Sefer Ponim Yofas, he says, what's the Dogish Lamar? Voeschanon, as we know, is Tfilah. Voeschanon is Gematria Tfilah, 515. The 515 Tfilah is that Meshur Rabbeinu Davind. But when a person has a Tfilah, before the Tfilah, there has to be a Lamar. This is a remez to the Gemara in Brachis, Tavdalid. That koidem atfila, a person has to say the pasuk Hashem sefasai tiftoch ufi yagit tehilasecha, explains that flaw, because the emes, when a person is oimid by the heichel of the melech and he wants to be mevakish from the melech, if he would be emes be mechashev the amitas hadavar of godless habayri yisbarach asher svivov nisara ma'oid the yakir b'shiflo yiso enushi, so then it would be yoichazeyu pachad v'ra'odo le'in tachlis. He wouldn't be able to open his mouth. So even before davening, you have to have a tefillah before davening, lamar, to be able to open up our mouth. The etzem fact that you should have a mesugel to open up. And sefasai could also mean borders. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu open up our borders. We shouldn't be blocked in. We should be able to have a musogim of hisrachavus. So of course, Voeschanon we know is gematria tefillah. And it's the remez of the koyach ha-tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Voeschanon is packed with so many different sugyas. Just one akuda on the Aseres HaDibros. We know that the Aseres HaDibros, there's a shinoi between the Aseres HaDibros of Parshas Yisroi and Parshas Voeschanon, and there are kama shinuyim, whether it's madgish, yitzias mitzrayim, or maisa bereishis, and there are kama v'kama chilukim. But I want to tell an interesting nakuda. We know that there's Tam Elyon and Tam Tachtoin. And we've discussed this other times in Yisrael also. Tam Elyon, Behagdora, breaks up the Aseres HaDibros into 10. Even Leitirtzach is its own Dibra. Leitignoib is its own Dibra. Meidach Yisra Shabbos, which is a few psukim. Mitzad Psukei HaToira. But Mitzad Dibros, it's one Dibra. And that's why the trup is such that it becomes one big arichus of a grace of pasuk. Because fundamentally, that's the chilek. Tam Elyon is the kriya of the Dibros. Aseres HaDibros. Each Dibra is a piska. Leitirtzach itself is a full piska. The 3-4 psukim of Shabbos is one big Dibra. So, Bahagdora, Tam Elyon is when you're laning Aseres HaDibros, Tam Tachtin is when you're laning Kipshutai, the Psukei HaToira. When is the Minog to lane Tam Elyon and to lane Tam Tachtin? Rabbis are the Minhogim of this. But I want to tell an interesting Ha'ara. There's a Minog that many go with, that we always lane Tam Tachtin, Sayin Parshas Yisroi, and Sayin Parshas Veschanon, to lane the Tam Tachtin. So when is the Tam Elyon? The Tam Elyon is on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we're commemorating Matan Torah. Then we lay in Aseres HaDibros Taka. Meidach Kisa, there's a minik faker that we always lay in the Tam Elyon. Also on Yisroi, also Veschanon, also on Shavuos. There are those that always have the minik in the Kriyas HaTorah. We lay in the Tam Elyon. We always want to shtel the Aseres HaDibros. The question is, Al Shnei HaMenhagim, there are other Menhagim, but on Shnei of these Menhagim, Lachar is a shtel. Mitzar Echad, if the Kriya is always Tam Tachton, and the only time you lay in Tam Elyon is by Parshas Shavuos. Shavuos we learn Yisroi. When is there negeya the Tam Elyon of Veschanon? And Klor, there's a Mesorah for Tam Elyon on Veschanon also. When is there going to be Tam Elyon on Veschanon? By Veschanon we learn Tam Tachtin, and on Shavuos we don't learn Veschanon. So there's a Teretz, it's by Hakel. By Hakel we learn the Ganze Sefer Dvarim, then we learn Veschanon is the Tam Elyon. Me'idach Kisa, according to those that we always learn B'tzibor, Tam Elyon. So the question is, when is Tam Tachtoi Negeya? It's Negeya by Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. We also have in the Parsha Shema, the Moiridike Mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. Parshas Shema is in Voeschanon, Parshas Vehoya Im Shamoya is in Ekev, and then Vayoymer is earlier actually in Shlach, in Sefer Bamidbar. But as the Gemara explains in Brachas, there's a reason why we lay in this order for various reasons. Shema is Rosh HaTevis, Shachris, Mincha, Arvis, because Shema Be'etzim is a tefillah. Shema Bimahus is Rosh HaTevis once again. Oil Malchus Shemayin. Another Rosh HaTevis. Shakai Melech Elyon. And one more. There are many, but one more. Su'u Moroim Einechem. Those are various Rosh HaTevis of Shema. Now after we say the Iker Pasuk of Shema, although it could be the Mitzvah Doraisa of Shema, is to say the full Parsha. Some say even to say V'hoyim Shemoy is part of the Doraisa. Then there are those that Vayoymer is part of the Doraisa. Ayin Shagas Aryeh. V'kol hanilvim elov. But before, when we say Shema, and then we continue, the words V'ahavta, we're mafsik, first, with Baruch Shem Kevoid Malchusoy L'Oilam Vod. This is not a pasuk. But there's a memra, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. It's connected, there are six letters, six words. It's connected, the six knafayim of the Malachim. The Sfarim explained that Yishayo HaNavi saw Benavua Taka Malachim with six knafayim. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. Yecheskel, who sees it at a different level, only sees four knafayim. Which knafayim are missing? It's a machloikis in the Mekubolim. Whether it's missing kvoid malchusay bizman hagolus, we're missing the knafayim of kvoid malchusay. And others say, okay, we're missing the knafayim of lo'olam vo'ed. Now, the Gemara says in Pesachim, daf nun vov, about Baruch Shem kvoid malchusay lo'olam vo'ed, that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala the Kates. Nistalik mimenu shchina. And he said, Shema Chas V'Sholem, maybe I have Psul. And they said, no, Shema Yisrael. They called him Saba Yisrael. Hashem Alikenu Hashem Echad. Ba'oy Seshoa Pasach Yaakov Avinu Va'omar Baruch Shem Kavoyim Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. So the Rabbanan said, what should we do? Ni'imrenu Lo'amre Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. It's not part of the Tekon of Shema. It's not in the Torah. Aba Lo'inimrenu, Yaakov said it. So we say it B'chashoy. And that's a Gemara in Pesachim. The emes is, though, that there's a tour in Eirechayim, in Hilchus Yom Kippur, in Siman Tov Reish Yotes. He brings a medrash. A medrash in Parshas Vayeschanon. Kishaol Moshe Lamorim, Shama Malachi Ashoras, Shayu Makalsin Lakodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the full six knafayim of Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. Now Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take this Baruch Shem Kivoyd Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. He wanted to be my read only Yisrael. He stole it from the Malachim. But the Ma'adavar Doim, if someone steals something from the Palter Eshel Melech, he can't tell his wife, a jewelry, he can't tell his wife to go wear it, but Rabbin, they're going to see that he stole it. It has to be the Chashoy. Now, L'chor, this is a stira. Mitzarecha, the Gemara in Pesachim says that Yaakov Avinu was the one that was Mamtzi Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei. Lo'olam Vod, Mitzacheni, it's Moshe Rabbeinu took it from the Malachim. It could be Yaakov Avinu also got it from the Malachim. He heard it from the Malachim that were Oilam the Yerdim Boy on the Sulam. Abba B'cholifin, we have here this Vikuach, if it's from Yaakov or from Moshe. Although we have Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod other times, when a person says a Baruch of Atola, he's supposed to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod after Tefillin Shel Roish, for those that make a separate bracha, they want a Mesupik, if you're supposed to make a separate bracha. By Ona B'Koyach, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. The Kepeda of saying it, B'Lachash L'Chair, is only when it's integrated as part of Kriyashma. Now, I heard once a fascinating Ha'ara. When we say in Kaddish, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach La'olam U'la'olmei Olmaya, that's Kimat Mamish, the Aramaic translation of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Lo'olam Vod. We're saying it in Aramaic, we're able to say it the Koil Rum. Now, we say Shema Yisrael, and then we say Shema Yisrael Hashem, and then again, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. There's a fascinating vort from the Gro. He says, Be'emes, the Medrash says, the Malachim are only misugal to say Shem Hashem after three words. Kadosh, 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 and then Hashem. Klal Yisrael, though, are not in Shemayim. Klal Yisrael are on the Aretz, and there are seven Rakim until you get to the Aretz. So for Klal Yisrael, in order to say Hashem's name, they have to say 21 words. Because they have to say, Nekadesh es Shimcha Ba'olam K'shem Shem Akdishem Oysa B'Shmei Morim V'chule. And in Nusach Sfar also comes out the same words. The same amount of words, it's 21 words because there are seven Rakiyim, and the same way a Malach needs a preempt of three words, the Adam on the Oretz needs a preempt of 21 words, seven times three. Ober adds the Gra, that's all if you want to say Tefillah and you want to say Kaddish, 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 Hashem, you need a Hakdama of 21 words. Ober v'keraftonu malkeinu l'shimcha hagodol be'emes. Al yedei Torah lahoides lecha uliyachetcha be'ava lahoides lecha. We say Baruch Kvoid Hashem after two words. Uliyachetcha Shema Yisrael Hashem after two words. Be'ava they'll have to es Hashem after two words. So in certain Leifanim we're able to jump start it and actually have it after two words. The truth is, I saw the Paradis Yosef S. There's two places where we have Hashem's name after one word. Oshira l'Hashem. And by Birchas Koyanim, Yivrech Hashem, I don't know the Hezbollah, but Vayishlech in Shira, and in Birchas Koyanim, it goes with a different realm, and then even one level is enough. Now, it's Pashat that in Parshas Vayeschanon, which we have the Aseres HaDibrois and Kriyashma, and so many Advekus, and so many other Inyonim of Yisoidus and Yadus, it's all part of the Nechama. We know it's Shabbos Nachamu, it's all part of the Nechama. I saw a beautiful story brought down from Rav Lemaylech Bitterman. He brings down, there was a Talmud of the Balatanya, he brings Rav Shmuel Munkus, who was a Talmud of the Balatanya. He once had a Sreifa, and his entire house burnt down, and all of his Nechosim and everything, Ad Klois. He walks into the Beis Medrash, and he grabs a couple of kopekas he collects, and he goes, he buys Mashke, and he tells his Mashke to everyone, he starts dancing, Shaloyasani Goy. So they ask him, Reb Shmuel, you lost it. You lost all your nechassim, and now you're dancing. You lost. He said, are you serious? I lost my marbles. Mamish gnoi nat. Are you kidding? Shelo yosani goy. Haga ba'atzmach. If I was a goy, then I lost everything. If as a goy, my elohus is also gashmius. It's all gashmius, and I lost everything. Oh, but Baruch Hashem, shelo yosani goy. I'm a yid. I have alikenu. Is Hashem Elikeinu, v'hafte es Hashem Elikecha, anoichi Hashem Elikecha. Yes, there's also anoichi haster aster, but that same anoichi is Hashem Elikecha. Anoichi, anoichi, hu menachemchem. One other facet of nechama, it's interesting, people think nechama means to console, to comfort, and it's true, that is a meaning of nechama, but there's another meaning. Nechama means, like the pasuk says, nichamti ki asisim, I changed my mind. Hashem said, I retracted. When a person changes his frame of mind, he can realize that all the tsar and the machoiv and the pain, it's all mitzad, boirei yisborach, this master plan. That's nechama. Nechama is to think about it and understand it in a different realm. Who is the ultimate nechama? Is Nochum Ish Gamzu. His name was Nochum. Nochum Ish Gamzu. Nochum looked at things differently. He looked at things Gamzu L'toiva. He understood to look at it differently. Who was his Talmud? Rabbi Kiva, the famous Gemara in Makis, which has many Hesberim, I'm not going to go into now, but Rabbi Kiva Nichamtanu is because Nichamtanu, you comforted us, and Nichamtanu, you gave us a different outlook. That's the double lashon, Nichamtanu. You comforted us, but you also gave us a different outlook at it. He was the Talmud of Nochem Ish Gamzu. That is the Nechama. One other sugya we'll go into is Tfilin. We have Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Roish. Ukshartem Lois Al Yodecha. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, we know there are Taryag Mitzvahs, there's a Machloikis, whether in the Minyan HaMitzvahs it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. The Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of Essen, counts it as two different mitzvahs, Essay Yudayz and Yud Gimel, as well as the Sefer HaChinuch in this week's Parsha, Mitzvah Tof Chof Aleph and Tof Chof Beis. Me'idach Gisa, the Bahag, the Urayim, the Smak, they all learn that it's one mitzvah. So it looks like there's a machlekes rishonim. Now, there are those that say that why should it be a separate mitzvah? First of all, it's not ma'akev one or the other. Rather, you could be yoitza with just one of them. There's a mitzvah to do with even mixas of it, just the shel roish or just the shel yad. And the gedder of the mitzvah might even be different. The lashon of the pasuk itself lends itself to say, ukshartem lo'is al yadecha, and v'hoyu l'toytofes beninecha. The lashon of Rambam, in the beginning of the Rambam, when he has the hakdoma to be magder the mitzvah, he says, lihi yois tefillin al haroish. He always does Roish first. I mean, you don't put them on first, but the Rambam brings the halachas of Roish first. Liyois tefillin ala Roish, l'kashran ala yad. On the other hand, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says, l'haniach tefillin b'roish, and l'haniach tefillin ala yad. So the Lashon HaBrach also was l'haniach. So you have to know if that is going to mirror the idea of whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Now, would you make separate brachas, though? We know it's a machlokes rishonim. Abaye v'rovi, the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Lamed Vav, Abaye v'rovi, the Amri Tarvayu, loisach. If a person doesn't talk in between, you only make one bracha. Soch mevarich shtayim. Aber there's a huge machlokes rishonim what this gemara means. Rashi, the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillin, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings. Loi soch mevarich achas al shtayim. If a person doesn't talk, you make just one bracha before the shel yad, and that bracha carries over for both, and you don't make a second bracha. Only if you speak in between, then there's a need to make one more bracha on the shel roish. Meidach toisvis, the Ramah, meaning Ashkenaz, the Rosh, they don't know. Loi soch, if you didn't talk, some of Arich Achas, you make only one more bracha on the shel roish. But soch, if you spoke, then you make two. You repeat the lahaniach and make two brachas on the shel roish. The Rashi in Menachas Mefer says that this issue, if there's a separate bracha, has to do with the fact whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs. Shtikl Pella, the Rambam learns in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's two mitzvahs. He's also the one that says you make only one bracha as long as you don't talk. There's a big arichas about that in the Achroinim. The Gemara in Gittin, which we just learned in the Inyanim of Tisha B'Av, in the Sugyas of the Avelus of the Churban, the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Nun Ches, Omer Rabba Babrachan, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Arboim saw Ketsutzei Tefillin Nimtzu Beroshei Harugei Beitar. We know there was a terrible story a couple of dozen years after the Churban, when they thought that there's going to be already the Geula. It was 40 years afterwards, I think, and there was going to be the Geula Bar Kochva, and Rabbi Kiva believed in it, and then there was a big Mapal, and they killed the whole city of Beitar. This is another one of the five things that we commemorate on Tisha B'Av. It actually happened, like we said, quite a few years after the Churban. But the Gemara says that on the Haruge of Beitar, on the Rosh of the Haruge Beitar, they found 40 saw of Ketsutzei Tefillin. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says.
Rabbi Yannai says, no, it was three boxes of Arbaim Sa, three times as much, 120 Sa. So the Gemara says, it looks like it's a Machlaikis. Was there 40 Sa, a certain measurement of tefillin, or was it 120? It says, the Gemara of Alei Pligi Habarosh Habiyad, meaning had the Reisha had the Dara of this Roya, the tefillin Shal Yad. Zok Rashi, what's the difference? So Rashi says something fascinating. He says, the tefillin Shal Reish is three times bigger than the Shal Yad, because the Shal Reish has four parashiyos separate. The Shal Yad only has one parasha. Fred Rashi, so maybe it should be four times bigger. He said, no, B'cholif in the Shal Yad, you write the entire four parashiyos on the Shal Yad. Okay, but B'cholif in the Shal Reish is separate. The Shal Reish is three times bigger. And that's a pella, most Acharonim ask. In our minig, the Shal Reish and the Shal Yad come out the same size. But that's what Rashi says, it's three times bigger. The Maram Shif over there in Gittin, though, on the Afnon Ches, he asks, he says, how could you say that? Rabbi Yochanan's lashon is, Arboyim sok tzutzei tefillin nimtzu b'roshei harugei beitar. Rabbi Yochanan says it was 40 saw on the heads of the harugei beitar. So he's going on the Shal Reish. And then Rabbi Yannai says three times more. How could you say Rabbi Yochanan's going on the Shal Yad? So he says two thirds, maybe b'rosh doesn't mean on their head. It means it was on the head, the leaders. B'roshei harugei beitar, on the leaders, the generals, the important people had tefillin on their hands. Another pshat, he says, no, it really means on the head. Why? Because they were soldiers. They had to hold the weapons on their arm, and the less braver, they put the Shal Yad also on their heads. The Rishash brings this pshat. He argues on it. He says a different pshat, fascinating. The Rishash brings from Chacham Echad, although I saw this is brought down also from the Goyin and also from Rabbi Kiva Eger. A pshat fakert from Rashi. Rosh and Shal Yad are the same size. Why was the Rabbi Yannai's amount of tefillin much more? Because it was the Shal Yads. Fakert, there were more Shal Yads took up more. There were more Shal Yads. Why? He says, because if you go into a shul, into a shtivlich, and you kill out the entire people in the shul, there are people in three matzavim. There are people putting on the Shal Yad, because he put Shal Yad on first, that haven't yet put on the Shal Reish. There are people in the middle of davening that are wearing both tefillin. But also when you take off your tefillin, you take off the Shal Reish first. So you have people in a state of having taken off the Shal Reish and only having the Shal Yad. So you have three times as much. Shal Reish is, you only have one kind of person, the person who's in the middle of davening. Shal Yad, you also have the people that had first put on the Shal Yad and haven't yet put on the Shal Reish, and the people that had already taken off the Shal Reish. That's why it's three times as much. Now, another fascinating topic is the concept of tefillin Shal Rashi and tefillin Shal Rabbeinu Tam. We know Be'ikr, there's a machlekes, it's Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. The Ikr machlekes is, what's the Seder of the Parshiyos? Rashi says the Seder is Kadesh, V'hoyu Kiviyacha, Shema, and V'hoyu Yim Shemoya, which is the order how it's written in the Torah. Kadesh and V'hoyu Kiviyacha in Parshas Boy, Shema, and Parshas Voy Eschan, and V'hoyu in Ve'ikev. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Havayis Be'emtza. You put the Havayis in the middle. Kadesh and Shema are at the polar sides. Now, Rashi is not only Rashi. Rashi is also the Rambam, the Rid, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoino, the Chinuch. Mi'idach Yisa Rabbeinu Tam. It's not only Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Mordech, it's Rav Shvi Ragoin, Rav Haigen, Rabbeinu Chananel. It's the Ravid, Machlekes Rambam and Ravid. We call it Machlekes Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. It's Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and so many other Rishonim. There's a fascinating Shaila, but why we focus on this Nakuda of that we call it Tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam? The Mordech brings that once they found under the kever of Yecheskel a whole geniza of Tefillin that were like Rashi, and he wanted to bring a Rai that it's like Rashi, and then the Drisha says, Adarab, it's a Rai not like Rashi. They probably put those Tefillin in geniza because they weren't kosher, because they did it the wrong way, to which the Bach asks back, no. Even if it was done the wrong way, you could fix it up and not have to do a geniza. And Rabbi Kiviger has a whole shail about that, whether it's salvageable. It's Yidua that Rabbi Chaim Volozhin asked the Gra why he doesn't wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, and the Gra answered, because if you want to do Rabbeinu Tam, there's also the sheet of the Ravid, which is like Havai is be'emtz like Rabbeinu Tam, but Kaddish and Shema is the opposite way. There's a fourth sheet of Shimush Rabba, but that's already four, but then multiply that exponentially, because there's a machlokes if the parshiyos are supposed to be shoichvois or oindois, if the klaf is mitzad habasr or mitzad ha'or, if it's psuchois or stumois, if it's a dioi with a fotzim or without. You want to start multiplying tefillin and do every single sheet, to light every single sheet, you'll get to at least a minimal amount of 64 sheetas. And therefore the Achrayim handled the Noyde Behuda and other Achrayim, why it was singled out that those that do and have this chumra of wearing tefillin shir Rabbeinu Tam are machmer dafka on that, and not lagabe the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that the parashiyos are shoichvois and not skufvois. Why? So some say because there Rabbeinu Tam is a sheetas yoch, and here as mentioned Rabbeinu Tam has quite a few sheet dislike him. Another interesting shaila, the Gemara says, Mokam yesh baroish laniach shtei tefillin. And it's because maybe it even originally they wore both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, because there was enough room to put both tefillin. The problem is the Gemara says, Lagabi David HaMelech, and that he was also able to have an Atorah. Now, one second, that means David HaMelech has to have Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Atorah. Also, what does it mean to put two tefillins? Does it mean side by side or one on top of the other? If it means both, then a person can put four pairs of tefillin, the Gabi, the Sugyan Erevin of how many tefillins you can carry when you find it in the street. So it's not pashat that nekuda. Now another Indian, there are those that want to say a chumrah that someone who's a soifer should not write tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam unless he's knowing to actually wear Rabbeinu Tam, because it's a bechin of kol sheyeshnei bekshira yeshnei bekseiva. Someone who's not knowing to wear tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, so then he shouldn't be writing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam. You have to know when you're writing tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam in the shel yad, it's fascinating. You write them kesidron, meaning you write kadesh, then you write v'hoyuki v'yachal, then you skip, leave open space, write shma at the end, and then go back and write v'hoyuk, because in the seder k'sivoson, it is k'seder, how it's in the Torah, just in the seder's chronological order of writing it, but in the parsha, it's the havayis, the emtza, and that's ma'akev, Rabbeinu Tam. It's a fascinating way, that's how you write the shita. Now,